Hi, you guys. Does anyone remember what we did like 6 weeks ago around Valentine's Day, but we did it here at church? And it involves a word. What did we do, Tibetchi? We put the word alleluia in the chest. You're right. Does anyone know what alleluia means? Well, we say it a lot in Easter.
He is risen.
He is risen. That's a good guess, but it doesn't mean that. Anybody else have an idea? It means like, thanks be to God. Like, thank you, God. This is so great. And what are we thankful about? Everything, yeah. Everything. But what are we especially thankful about in Easter season? Yes, God rose Jesus from the dead. That is an amazing event, and that's what we're thankful for. So there's our alleluia sign. So we took it out of that little box, and we put it up. But were any of you guys here for that? Do you remember when that happened? No, I don't think so.
It happened on Friday.
That's a good guess. It happened on Saturday night at the Easter Vigil. The earliest service to celebrate Jesus being rose from the dead, the resurrection. And so now we get to say alleluia a whole bunch of times. Did you hear it in the song this morning?
Yeah.
How many times did we say it?
Like five.
Like five? I think even more. Yeah, Uzzah?
25.
Maybe 25.
1,000.
I don't think it was 1,000, but it gets close sometimes when David picks the music for us to say alleluia a lot because we are so thankful to God. Maybe 100, yeah. Uzzah? Nope, we put it up on the night before of Easter.
Yeah.
So if you were here on Easter Sunday, it was there.
It was here last Sunday too.
Last Sunday was Easter.
But it was still there.
Right, we put it up the night before Easter, that Saturday night. So yeah, it's been up for a whole week. But you guys might not, we didn't have time to talk about it. So do you know, this one I don't know if you know. I found it out when I was doing my research. Who do you think were the first people to use the word alleluia?
Jesus.
No.
God. Was it the disciples?
No, it wasn't the disciples. It was before that. Somebody was saying it to God. God wouldn't say, do you go to yourself, thank you, self?
No,
somebody says it to you. Before that, John the Baptist, even before that, angels. Some people think that's what the angels were saying to God up in heaven when they were praising God. They were saying, alleluia. So this is probably like the oldest word ever. Yeah, thank you, God. Yes, Uzzah. Were the angels there before God made the earth? Yeah. God and the angels were there. And the angels were saying, thank you, God. They were happy about God even way back then. So let's get together and we'll say our prayer. And you guys can go off to Sunday school. And who, let's see, would you be responsible for giving these to the teachers?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, come on closer. All right, so because it's now Easter and we get to say alleluia, at the end of our prayer, we're going to say amen and alleluia. Right. And you guys need to say it with all the enthusiasm you have. Right? So not like alleluia. No. Okay, good. Nice and loud. All right, you guys. Dear God, we are so thankful that you love us, that you created us in this world, and in this Easter season that you brought Jesus back from the dead so that there's nothing that gets between us and you and your love. And we say this in your holy name. Ready, kids?
Alleluia.
Amen. Let's try it again.
Alleluia.
That's pretty good, but you know what? You're the only one I heard. Let's say amen and then alleluia. Ready? Amen.
Alleluia.
That was really good. Thank you. I'll see you later.